First of all, I was just suggesting that we do like classic, like movies, like
girl movies?
No! Like the typical, like witches, werewolves, and like vampire stuff.
I thought they would at least have some blood, some head chopping.
No,
not all Halloween movies are like that.
Yes, they are. They
yeah, but
be.
You know what? This one won't count as my horror movie.
Why not?
It's not a horror movie.
It says fantasy.
That still doesn't count, but it's not labeled horror at all.
It's just like, okay, we could have watched Hocus Pocus.
That's not a horror movie.
That's
either.
What I'm saying. This is
like
that.
If you were to do 31 Days of Halloween.
Hocus Pocus counts, though.
Halloween movies, then Hocus Pocus would count.
So you're just saying 31 well, Days of Halloween
but no,
movies.
But wait, Hocus Pocus has the zombie. So that does kind of have a horror element to it because he comes back from the dead and he's all like.
Well, Teen zombie. Witch has a voodoo doll.
Yeah, but it still doesn't count.
Your voodoo is not horror?
So I got to. I have to watch 2 horror movies today, so while
I'm already sewing, up one, so.
So while I'm sewing, I gotta watch it and
So anyways, Dead Rooster here. We've been recording for about 1:30, yeah. So we've just been arguing about Teen Witch if it fits the 31 Days of Horror challenge,
yeah.
Which everybody is saying no, and I say yes.
I say no, it doesn't.
Because it has witches in it.
Not, like if people are
which
just,
is in horror though. Like I mean
so then if we watch what's that one where the vampire sparkle and shit like that?
Yeah, that would count.
That
would
count
it.
Okay.
We should watch that for our vampire movie.
What is it?
That's
what's it called?
Twilight.
Twilight.
Like if I were to watch like with you,
I'm all in there.
If you think of Teen Witch, do you really think of horror?
No,
right?
But
I do think of like Halloween season.
But me with my horror movie list.
So you're going straight horror, not Halloween.
Yes.
Okay, straight horror,
that's
not. See, that makes sense then. If you're like straight horror, then it doesn't fit horror.
Yeah.
But if you're doing 31 Days of
Halloween
movies,
it would fit like
nudity
more kid friendly.
Kid hit, then it's not horror.
Like a more kid friendly list would be Teen Witch, Hocus Pocus.
It's turning vomit.
Oh my god.
Cutting up genitals. You know,
I get
stuff
it,
like
I get it, I get it. So,
whatever.
If y'all haven't guessed, we're watching Teen Witch for our first. For the first episode of
Michael's
our.
Pick.
I know, can you
so
believe it? Michael's pick.
Michael's
I suggested
pick.
It, and Danielle ran with it.
And then I told Rosie, I was like, do you want to record
so this?
So,
this version
like,
of Dead Roots Radio will not be rated R, it will be rated.
PG
for everyone. So fuck it. Let's. Oh wait.
Nope. Michael just made it
rated. I made it rated R right now.
Yes.
So do we remember this movie? Because Danielle was talking about it earlier that it holds a very special place in her heart.
Not that, but it's just like.
That
why
it's,
do you make it seem like I worship this movie?
She does.
I don't even.
She does.
It's an 80s movie. Like
I mean, I remember it was on TV all the time.
Danielle loved this movie growing up.
I mean, it's a cheesy movie, but I still like it. I mean, yeah.
I've never seen it.
So.
Get ready for a shit show.
Yeah.
You're going to hate it so much.
He's going to laugh at every
you.
Single thing.
Oh.
He's going to
so,
laugh at it.
So we love Robin Lively so much. We're watching 2 movies of hers within.
Oh, yeah, because she came out
came
in.
Out
right?
Yeah, within freaking a month.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's her?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Surprise, surprise.
So. Read this
they
enough.
Have, like, part 2 and 3 and stuff for Teenage?
No. This was supposed to be
the
spinoff
lady,
of.
The little lady from Poetry Dice comes out.
Yeah, I saw that when I looked. I was like, what is Teenage? Like,
see? So it is horror.
I was like, what is
she
that?
So, exercise the house.
Zelda, right? That's her name? Was that her
Zelda.
Name? What was her name in Poltergeist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
Zelda.
So.
Yeah.
So, this is supposed to be the spinoff of, like.
Sabrina the Teenage
Teen Wolf.
Oh, okay. But
it's supposed to be, like, the female version of Teen Wolf.
Oh.
So, you get Teen Witch.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. It came out in the same year?
I think a little after, yeah. I think a little after. So once Rosie looks up the synopsis, we'll get the synopsis.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I guess I got something.
She doesn't even holding her mic to her face.
She's like, I'm so man.
Where do you want me to look? Which ones do y'all prefer? Wiki?
Just do the
TMZ. Just do the TMZ one.
Sorry, my phone's a little bit slow.
And then it's set for a bit. She's gonna be slow.
So what do y'all remember about this movie?
Almost everything.
Dude, the only thing I remember is what your sister told me about when we were watching it yesterday. But other than that, I don't remember this
movie. Wait, y'all were watching it yesterday?
What she told me about, like, yesterday, like, we're going to watch it. I was like, oh, okay, what is that?
I remember.
Didn't they have, like, a series, too?
No, that's Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Oh.
Yeah.
But isn't it the same thing? But
no.
No?
There's a Sabrina movie.
Oh. It says here while Rosie's looking for stuff. The creepy house Louise Miller walks into at the start of the movie was used by Michael Jackson in his 1982 music video Thriller.
Yep, and if anybody that knows me knows I was terrified of Thriller.
Okay, I found one. It's more detailed than the one that was on IMDb.
Yeah, it was,
so.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, IMDb was not that great.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so high school nerd Louise Miller learns from psychic Madame Serena that she's possessed with magical abilities that will begin working on her 16th birthday. When the prophecy proves true, the teenager uses her new powers to get what she's always desired, popularity. After getting back at some bullies, a young witch casts a spell over Hunky Jock. That just pretty much ruined it for them, right?
Well, if you haven't seen this movie,
the best part of the movie is the rap scene.
See? I think this is Michael's favorite movie.
Yeah, it is Michael's favorite.
He's just trying
whatever,
to hold
watch
back.
Y'all. Y'all are the ones that are going
to
be
he's
like,
he's just trying
oh, yeah.
to hold back on it. Like, that's why he picked this movie.
I just suggested it and you ran with it.
So, because it'll be funny to see JT's reaction to it.
Well,
he's going
to
go off. He's going to be all angry at this movie.
Why would I be angry?
Just watch. You'll be so angry at this movie.
Why?
Why did y'all make me sit and watch
Why?
This fucking movie?
Yeah.
An hour and 34 minutes of my life I can never
Wasted.
Get back. Okay, now we'll see. I mean, I've seen worse. Trust me. Yoga Hosers was pretty bad.
Yoga Hosers was the worst.
Yeah, so far it's the worst movie I've ever seen.
Oh, and Vatican Tapes? Oh my God. That was a waste of my life, too. I was so excited for that movie and utter disappointment.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So that was the synopsis. And Rosie said she's
X-Men
spoiler.
Apocalypse.
I did a spoiler.
It's okay. Sorry.
If you have
sorry.
What
spoiler?
If you have not seen this movie,
I know. This movie came out like 1989.
Get over it.
Yeah.
JT hasn't seen it.
He doesn't care about spoilers.
Care. He's all you heard of. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about spoilers. You can tell me the whole movie. I'll still watch it from beginning to end or from end to beginning.
Yeah. Just like he does with the Hellraisers.
And Saw.
Or
who watches Saw from 8 to 1?
JT.
Yeah.
Maybe it makes sense if it's backwards. Because then you're like, oh, I know the whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy has cancer. And you could tell the story like in chronological order. Because since everything comes out of nowhere.
Yo, where did that guy come from?
Yeah, no, I know. I saw it already.
I'm sorry, I'm watching part 6.
All right, we ready?
Yes. Start the movie.
We'll
be back.
All right.
High school. It's supposed to be the time of your life.
James.
But for Louise Miller, high school was a living hell. From her first secret love,
I could just die,
to her first blind date.
Nobody wants to date you because you're a dog. A dog! A dog! I'm David, Miranda's cousin. Ready?
My life is a walking, talking tragedy.
Give me some soul, Jesus, baby!
I wish you would just leave me alone!
But just when nothing more could possibly go wrong...
It's you. You're one of us.
Me?
A witch?
Something wonderful went right. Now she's possessed with special powers.
You can make anything happen.
Break a leg, Kiki!
That are simply bewitching. She can make her worst teacher hot.
I will never be hit.
And her best friend cool.
I want to be the most popular girl.
You have the power to make anything you want happen.
Can I make him love me?
Love you? With me being your coach, he's gonna become your love slave.
Everybody dreams, but Louise's dreams all come true.
Astroth, Barbos, Tetragrammaton, Theos, Ishnos, Athetos.
What?
It's a new U2 song.
Teen Witch. Winning is a magical feeling.
So top that, Danielle. Teen Witch. 1989, right?
Welcome to the Teen Witch edition of Dead Rooster Radio.
We did the intro already. We recorded the intro... When we watched it.
Oh, we did?
Okay. You can do an intro if you want to. You want to re-intro? Go ahead and re-intro.
Yes. I have the gun. And the sword.
I don't know. I guess he has a toy gun and a toy sword to fight Teen Witch.
Yes. It didn't take much, you know, just a sing-along and a little bit of shooting and some sword action.
Yeah, because like the beginning of the movie is basically a 10-minute long music video.
Wait, what is Oh, it's her, right?
That's in her dream.
She's dreaming, and it's like...
That's why I know JT watched it, because he knew she was dreaming.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, that saxophone music is like, it's like sex music.
It's like from Red Shoe Diaries or some dirty Skinamax show, right?
And this is a teen movie, and they're playing this music.
Hey, the funny part is, what's his name came out of Red Shoe Diaries from Friends, right? Joey?
I don't know. I didn't watch him. Look it up. Look it up.
What's his name?
How is Matt LeBlanc? I don't know how JT remembers all the episodes of Red Shoe Diaries.
I mean, he probably doesn't remember all of them, but he remembers seeing
He remembers that one. He was always a good episode.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Is it Brad?
Brad.
Brad, played by the guy that comes out in Son-in-Law as well.
And he dresses like he comes out in Son-in-Law.
Yeah, well, especially the dance.
Well, was in Son-in-Law, what year, 1995?
We had Rosie Lickett.
93.
So four years after.
Yeah, right, because this is 89?
So he's playing basically the same age.
Yeah,
kind of.
Because he's like a senior in high school. And then the beginning of Son-in-Law, they're like maybe freshmen in...
Yeah. Well, I don't even think he's in high school, is he? Or he wasn't, like, I think
he
was
older. Yeah,
because
he was like a football, wasn't he like a football star?
Yeah, he was a football, because he was still wearing his Letterman.
Yeah.
Like, still after, you're ready?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This has turned into the Son-in-Law.
Like,
show Michael.
So... JT was right about being in Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah, Red Shoe Diaries. Revisiting Showtime, Red Shoe Diary.
Red Shoe Diary.
Look, it's Matt LeBlanc again. See?
He was in it twice?
He was in the whole season.
He's wearing like a tank top with one of those.
What was the premise of that show?
I don't know.
You're the one that knew Matt LeBlanc was in it.
I just knew he was in it because somebody had brought it up a while, like years ago. Like, I didn't watch Rescue Diaries. I don't even know what it was. It's like a softcore porn.
Is that why you would only watch it? Because it's softcore porn?
No, that's
really. Isn't it what used to come out? You said Showtime, right?
We couldn't even afford Showtime when we were a kid.
But he got Red Shoe Diaries.
Somehow. Maybe I stayed at my cousin's house.
I've never even heard or seen that.
I've heard of it. Yeah, because when you would be on the TV guide, like, and you would, like, scroll through, like, it was, like, red, right? You would see a Red Shoe
Like, what the hell is Red Shoe Diaries?
It's like, what is that? It's
like, we never had Showtime growing up too much. Like, we would have it once in a while, but we mainly had, like, HBO.
I mean, I was poor.
We had fucking Friendship Cable.
What the fuck? What the hell is Friendship?
Where somebody lends you their cable.
No, yeah, right?
Get out of here!
It was fucking Friendship Cable.
The company was called Friendship
Yeah, and
cable.
They drove a white van, and it was, I swear to God, dude, my dad was like, we're going to cut off the cable. Had. And I was like, well, why? Because we would watch Nickelodeon when we were kids. Nah, dude, fucking things like $20 a month, that's too expensive. You know, now you think about it, you're like, God.
You should have recorded all your episodes or whatever you wanted to watch.
Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah, you should record your Red Shoe Diaries.
Yes, podcast number.
Do you remember the first movie you watched on cable? I remember ours.
No, honestly, I don't.
I remember ours. Ours was Swamp Thing. Yeah. Because my dad brought the box home, and it was the one that you used to push the buttons on the top.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
And the first movie we watched was Swamp Thing.
So ours was a
like all of us gathered around together.
No shit. Ours was a brown box and it clicked.
It had the slider.
The slider. It was 0 through 80. And it was like click, 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 click. Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Click. That's when you know you're fucking old, dude. Well, old now, you know.
Yeah, because you didn't have a... Like, the TV had a remote, but the cable box didn't.
No,
it yeah, didn't. You're like, you still gotta go manually push it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, back to 1989.
and back to 1989.
Turning into the Son-in-Law podcast.
And Red Shoe Diaries.
Red Shoe Diaries podcast. So, yeah, so she's dreaming. And what happens? She wakes
up. She's awoken by the noise under her bed.
Yeah.
Under her bed, right?
Yeah. Because her little brother is under her bed, reading her diary, eating chocolate cake.
And this little boy is...
It's the guy from Near Dark, the little boy.
Yes. I like how you just ran with it.
Yes!
I was about to say it.
He comes out on some other stuff. I couldn't even, like...
What? Let's see.
I don't know.
Go, Rosie.
Some of my stuff I watched.
Probably,
what,
yeah.
What?
But I think he kind of came out in Red Shoe Diaries, too.
Let's see. Where he comes out.
Everybody, that guy was in Red Shoe Diaries. Like, how do you know? Got every episode on VHS.
Yes.
Let's see, Rosie. Any of
it came out in real
says
sex,
it came
too.
Out on River's Edge.
With, and River
says
Phoenix,
it
right?
Came out, yeah, he came out in Death Warrant. With
Jean-Claude. But his two biggest hits were Teen Witch and Near Dark.
I don't think any of Rosie's movies are on here.
Yeah, see, Rosie's making it up.
I don't even know what's his name. Oh, I see it.
Rosie's just making crap up again. Yeah, he was in that movie.
Yeah, he
was in Ladybugs, I remember.
He came out in Jungle to Jungle, and he made an appearance in Hunk and Finn.
And
what did you say?
Hunk and Finn.
He said, like,
was it Man of the House?
Yeah, he said Hunk and Finn.
Hunk and Finn?
He came out of Red Shoe Diaries episode Hunk and
that's
Finn.
That's it, hey, that's
no,
it.
He doesn't, I don't know that.
No. She's like, no, I don't know that kid.
You're talking about that guy that came out in Terminator, right? What's his name?
Edward Furlong?
No!
Why do we always gotta bring up
Edward? Why do you have to go back to freaking Edward Furlong?
Because
that would be Edward Furlong if he was a kid,
no.
Like a chubby kid that like the cake.
Like right, like now, like Edward Furlong is that kid.
Yeah, dude.
Now,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Edward
Like,
Osama was good looking when he was younger.
I mean, I'm not gonna say he wasn't bad looking when he was younger, but like, yeah, he just started losing his mind.
Yeah, it was horrible.
He started aging horribly.
Yeah. So that's funny. Okay, so he's eating cake under the bed, and then she wakes up, goes downstairs for breakfast, and then this is where we see the little brother has Pop-Tarts
on a skewer. Yeah. He has like 5 Pop-Tarts on his skewer.
He has like a freaking, damn it, I lost my...
She lost her train of
thought. Dude, he's just like, if you think of all the weird shit he eats in this movie,
he has an addiction to food.
Yeah.
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 Or like, even like prepping the food, like you see him prepping.
Yeah.
That's his, like, yeah, when he's prepping.
What was that?
It was pizza with marshmallows on it.
And chocolate. Did it look like chocolate?
Yeah.
And ketchup.
Something like that. Yeah, he had all this crap on there.
Yeah, I don't know. That kid is weird.
I mean, the marshmallows and everything, but the fucking ketchup throws me off, dude.
But it's pizza. It looked like he was making pizza.
He could have been making chocolate marshmallow pizza.
I mean, that sounds like it would be something in you. It's like a s'more.
But then he puts the ketchup in it, just like gross.
I thought it was just like pizza sauce.
It might be. Either or.
Because he's scooping it with like a big spoon. Okay, but anyway. So, oh yeah.
Back to what's happening.
Her name is what? What's her
Louise.
Name?
Louise Miller.
And yeah, she is a nerd in school.
Yeah, and this is where she leaves her house with her friend. They're gonna ride their bikes to school, and they're wearing those really heavy woven like jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, is it really that cold?
No fashion.
Is it like really that cold? Because when they point out the popular girl, what's her name, Rosie? Across the street, that Brad's girlfriend is picking her up, and they're like, oh, she's dressed like sleazy.
Is it Lisa?
Sounds about right.
I don't know. But they're picking her up. They're like, oh, I wouldn't be seen in that, and that she dresses sleazy. But I'm like, she's not really dressed sleazy. It's like the skirt's kind of long, and she's wearing a long sleeve. And she's not even wearing a jacket, but they're wearing jackets.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I
guess it's what we'll consider in the 80s sleazy.
But that's not even like,
that's not even sleazy.
Nowhere near sleazy. Like, maybe it's not like she was showing her breasts. It's not like she was showing stomach. Like,
maybe because they're saying like how it was fitted. But even at that, the skirt
was it
was
Randa? It was Randa.
Randa. It's Randa.
It's Randa, like Miranda, but I guess like they shorten it.
So popular girl's name is Randa. So they go to school.
And what's Louise's best friend's name?
Polly.
Which we thought was like a knockoff version of Darlene from
Roseanne. Because even JT is like, oh, is that what's her name from Roseanne? And I was like, no, that's not her name. That is not her. So
she probably looks better than Darlene. I'm not going to lie. Like, Darlene was ugly, dude.
Well, you know, now she's like a nutritionist type.
Who, Darlene?
Not Darlene,
yeah, but
the one that paid Polly.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
I thought she was on the talk.
Nutrition doesn't fix your face because she's still ugly. Ooh. Darlene?
I'm not talking about Darlene. I'm talking about the one that plays Polly.
Oh, she's a nutritionist?
Or something to do with the health kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she says the most, like, she's embarrassed of being in the movie. That was like, that's what I was reading, that she was like, that's her regret of being
there.
Well,
was she in the
was
other
that her movie?
I think so.
Yeah, she raps and stuff. That's horrible.
Yeah,
that's probably why she's like embarrassed.
Yeah,
and all.
Like she said, she points out her rap part that she was like, no, that's embarrassing.
Well, that the rapping guy, all of his scenes are embarrassing.
Michael, those are your favorite.
They make me laugh.
Babe, go turn off my phone.
Top of that.
That's why you wanted to watch this movie so bad.
Whatever, Rosie, you wanted to
so
watch.
So we go into the classroom, remember? And, oh, because we forgot to mention how the little brother was sneaking into her diary and tearing out pages. and making fun of her because she's fantasizing about Brad and kissing her and all that stuff. And then when she turns in her paper, I guess one of her diary sheets got stuck.
Chocolate.
Yeah, with chocolate because of cake.
And the teacher, being a douchebag,
reads it out loud
and then calls her out.
Uh-huh.
And embarrasses her in front of everybody. What's the part where what he does again that he embarrasses her and he starts going through her purse?
Oh, this is later, Danielle.
Later in the movie. Oh, okay.
This is where we get to the dance scene in the locker room.
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember that part.
I was like, what the hell are they doing?
And I've seen this movie pretty...
Like, that part in the movie doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. What was the song? Like, I Like Boys or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe they were mocking her because of her poem. Or because of her diary.
So they rehearsed the whole dance number?
No, but I think... Because remember that...
Dude, she wasn't even there looking at them. Like, she was...
She was.
She was there, but they weren't, like, in front of her face.
No, because...
She was off to the side.
No, because it was just a random sing thing, or sing-along thing. Because it was a... Kiki goes to... What's her name? Randa. And tells her, oh, I have a new cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they just start dancing in the locker room.
And then what kind of fucking cheer is I Like Boys?
So they're just randomly singing.
Like,
I don't know.
That's not like your team's name or like if you're cheering for football or basketball.
Yeah.
I Like Boys.
They're just being whores.
I really don't know what was the point of that. They could have like...
Cut that scene out.
They're just being whores dancing in their goddamn underwear.
Well, they're unitard, right? Because they're all wearing matching unitards. I guess that was for PE because that's what it looked like. They were going to. They were at PE.
Yeah.
And it was mandatory unitards for
Does
all the girls.
Did Louise have a unitard?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. But she was more like covered up, right?
Well, she had like a big sweater over it.
Oh, okay. So, right. Oh, yeah, see, I put locker room and it says I Like Boys. That's the name of the song.
Which is terrible.
And that's when after this it jumps to the rehearsals for the...
No, before that, isn't it where she's stalking him at the football field?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he takes off his shirt.
Yeah, dude.
And then, like, that's when Michael...
that would be JT.
JT, we're saying.
Knowing that someone's watching him.
So he starts doing what?
Random sit-ups.
He takes off his shirt and Louise is like stalking him in the...
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's
well, she is kind of creepy, right? Like she's all...
hiding behind the little entryway for football.
Yeah, like just staring at him while he practices.
Yeah, and then it's like JC said, right after he throws the ball, he just starts doing sit-ups.
Yeah, like in the middle of the field.
That's true.
He takes his shirt off. First of all, you don't take your shirt off and then do like sit-ups in the grass. You get all itchy.
Yeah, that's true.
But if there's a creepy girl watching you.
Maybe he knew.
You put all your clothes on.
Nah.
Maybe he knew.
He would have done it on purpose.
He would not put all his clothes on if he's all ripped and shit.
But like, you figure, because Jake's not a bad guy in the movie.
He's not.
His name's not Jake.
Oh.
Yeah, you're talking about 16 candles.
I get them mixed up.
It's Brad.
Brad. It had to be Brad, right? Or Jake.
Michael said, this is a 16 candles episode.
We're just changing it. So Jake picks up Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, so Brad is not, he's not a bad guy, actually.
No,
like
the girl that...
Is his name Jake in Son-in-Law?
No.
What's his name?
His name's, damn it.
Brad.
No.
Let's look it up.
So Brad in Son-in-Law.
You're going to get mad, Rosie, because we can't get it.
Hold on. Don't look it up.
Don't look it up yet. Don't tell us,
Michael.
I thought his name was Brian.
No,
Ryan.
Brian.
Brian Ryan.
Say, like,
no, that's Brian Ryan.
Really?
Oh,
take
yeah.
me to prom, Brian Ryan.
Oh yeah, y'all never guess it.
Oh damn, it's that.
Y'all would never fucking guess.
His name is Jim.
No.
Shut up! Quit throwing random names. You're just mixing it.
JT
up.
Would have a better guess.
So you're saying it's a hillbilly name?
Yeah.
He's all, because JC's the hillbilly.
Oh, my
Mexican hillbilly.
Yeah.
Who likes to shoot his bow and arrows shirtless.
Okay, maybe I
can't think. Sit-ups, I don't know her.
Oh, his name.
His name's Travis.
Damn it! Yeah. So.
Is it one of Brian's brothers named Travis?
No.
Oh.
That's fucked up. We said it's a hillbilly name.
Isn't Brian's brother? Shout out to Brian's brothers.
Yes.
So, back to the movie.
Yeah, so this is where they go to the theater and they're rehearsing the parts for the play. And she wants to...
Well, first of all, we see one, like, a first part of the girl that gets the lead
Kiki.
Part. Kiki, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see her doing it and then we see... I want to call him Jake again. Don't know why. Brad and Louise do this scene. And
theirs is better.
Yeah.
Well, no. Brad sucks.
Yeah. Oh, Brad does suck.
But Louise was, like, actually, like, good. Like,
yeah.
She was better than Kiki.
And Brad just sucks. At
but Kiki got it. So it's like,
and
I don't know.
We talked about how
she got it because she's a popular chick.
But see, that shouldn't matter because Louise is friends with the teacher.
Yeah.
It should very be just
they
on...
They probably did it because of Brad.
Maybe it's a
they didn't
want to
like,
ruin don't
his
get,
reputation.
Don't put Louise...
For what?
For being popular.
They didn't want him to be...
Brad was not popular because he says he dates popular girls.
Oh, remember
yeah.
that. But he is popular.
But
he
then
is
it,
popular.
Because he
okay, so this
popular.
Is what we were talking about. This is the thing with 80s movies, what
oh,
we were
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about. How they're in every fucking extracurricular activity.
Yeah. In every 80s
yeah.
movie.
In any movie, they're like, they're the football team, head of the debate club. They're in drama. They're the part of the prom decorating committee. You're like, God damn, how much time do y'all have?
I think some 90s movies were like that, too.
And where are your parents?
Yes. 90s were like that, too. Because
parents didn't care in the 80s.
Yeah. Right?
That was terrible, man. But...
So, okay. So, it goes from there...
Shout out to the drama teacher in this movie. She was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, this is where Brad and Randa run her off the road after the rehearsals when she's riding her bike in the dark...
But she had a lamp. She had headlights. She did.
Yeah, but Brad was getting a...
Well, no. That's not his fault because he even told her, like, to behave.
Yeah, but the stupid slut didn't behave.
So you're blaming Brad?
He didn't... Like,
we're talking
just
about
kept
Brad.
He stopped.
Not really. That's why he got distracted and hit her.
Well, he didn't hit her.
He didn't hit her.
He, like,
he
scared her. Yeah, she got spooked, and then she ran off the...
But then he still stopped to check she was okay.
Well, yeah.
Like, could you imagine, like, if you introduced her, like, hey, it's my girlfriend, her, the Randa. What?
Randa? That is...
Who the fuck is your kid, Randa?
I'm telling you, I think it's short... It's probably short for Miranda.
Do you know, too, they actually... He actually married her?
In real life?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And they were divorced how long?
No, they're still together.
What?
He's still with
yeah.
Randa?
He's still with Randa?
Man.
Brad is still with Randa? Jeez.
So he should have just stuck with Louise Miller.
Yeah. Instead of
yeah,
Randa.
So he runs her off the road and, well... And
he offers to, like, take her
take
home.
Take her home, but she says, no, I'm fine.
And then bitch says, she said she was fine!
So you have two first names?
What?
I don't know what he's saying. He's saying random shit.
He's saying like your name is Brian Ryan.
Yeah, like you have two first names.
We okay. should do that for like a Patreon.
Yeah. So what happens? Oh, so she tries to use the payphone, right? But it's broken.
Yeah.
So she ends up at Madame Serena's house.
Which is Danielle in another life.
She's not really 5'3", she's 4'3".
4'3", I know.
4'3".
So, when we were watching the movie, we were like, man, she's short, how tall is she? And then JT's like, she's 5'3". We're like, god dang, she's taller than Danielle.
Yeah, so that made me feel like shit.
Fucking Martin Short is Mike.
Oh, yeah. That's just like when when JT figured out Martin Short wasn't short.
No, he's not short.
He kind of is short.
No, he's 5'7".
Yeah, he's short.
No, he's not. I'm 5'7" and a half.
You're short.
7 and a half.
I'm 5'8". I'm sorry.
You're short.
See, you forgot your own fake height.
Yeah. I'm 5'8". Brian's 5'7".
He's calling out Brian.
I know. Shout out, Brian.
So she offers to give her a palm reading at a special
price. At a discount price. Yeah. And she's like, what do you have in your pocket?
Yes.
$6.
$6. So she starts reading her palm and then she realizes that...
But she's a reincarnated witch, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
So they like, they'll live their life, they die, and then
and
they
then
come back.
And then she's like, yeah, so she's like, when's your 16th birthday? She's like, next week.
No, she told her, she guessed her birthday.
Yeah, she did.
Birthday's next week.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, yeah.
So she's,
I thought she said you have a birthday coming up.
Yeah,
she's
and then
like,
she
yeah,
says
next
week.
Oh, okay.
So Zelda Rubinstein.
Yeah.
And then that's when she shows her the book. Then show
no,
her
she
book.
Shows her the book later when she gets the necklace.
Yeah,
oh,
when she shows
right.
her the... But that's when she figures out that she's like a reincarnated thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is where they go... They have her... Louise's birthday.
And nobody's there.
The dad's like, open your present before your friends get here.
What does the brother say?
He's a get over it, nobody's coming to your party. Or some shit like that, right?
Like, nobody likes you. Like, he's a douchebag.
You're not popular.
I want to see what he said.
That's a...
He's sitting there and he's poking at the cake.
Yeah,
right?
He's just eating the... But that's the, like, the tone of voice that he has in the whole movie, right?
Yeah.
He's a get over it, nobody's coming to your birthday party. But he is wearing a cool tuxedo shirt.
Yeah.
At least he dressed up.
Yeah, see?
And
exactly,
this is
Rosie.
When her friend Polly calls her, telling her it's like Nightmare on Elm. What did she say? Nightmare on...
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No,
she
Birthday
said, it's
Street.
It's like Birthday on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Because one of the popular girls decided to have
a party
that day, so I guess everybody...
But like
I mean,
anybody was
going
to go to
her
party. Nobody even knows Louise.
Go to her party, so that wouldn't have mattered regardless.
Brad didn't even know her name.
He didn't?
No.
Oh,
when he first ran her off the road, he like, whatever. She's like, Louise. She tells him.
Okay. And then this is where it goes to the sex education class.
Mm.
Oh, and then I'm talking about her outfit she wears for her birthday is better than the outfit she wears to school.
Special occasion.
I don't know why she dresses like that. And her mom.
That's what I, Danielle, the whole movie could have been solved with just her buying a change of clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because her mom is the one
story over.
That buys her these clothes. And the mom is like, oh, you know, dresses nice.
Yeah.
But yet she's making
her. Well, 80s nice.
Yeah, her making her daughter dress.
I wouldn't wear shoulder pads now.
But it's not like the mom makes her. Maybe Louise picks them out.
I think maybe it's just
her
sense of fashion.
But no, look
style.
At the stuff that they gave her for her birthday.
That sweater that she ends up going to the dance. Mm-hmm. Remember?
And that was a shit sweater vest.
Even
it was. It was bad.
But that's the thing. It's like, that's why I say the whole movie could have been, the whole thing could have been solved with her just changing her outfit.
Yeah. So this is where
and it kind of does work because, like, look at when... Oh,
well, we can't talk about it.
All right. I'll bring up that point later. Go ahead,
yes.
Danielle.
So, this is where she gets the necklace from the...
Theater department.
The theater department teacher.
What's her name?
But she finds it among, like, her stuff, right? Her costumes and stuff, and it's just sitting there. So she asks Louise if she wants it, so she ends up taking it.
Miss Molly.
There you go, Miss Molly.
Oh, really?
Or no, Miss Malloy.
Rosie!
And that's why you read the synopsis. It's
spelled M-A-L-L-O-Y.
Yeah,
Malloy.
Yeah, we'd say Malloy.
Miss Molly!
I was like,
good golly, Miss Molly. Well, she sure does like the bone, especially the one from...
Oh, so she gets the necklace.
Argentina.
She gets the necklace, and then right when she, after she gets the necklace, Randa asks her if she wants to go with her cousin to the dance.
What's her cousin's name?
You were just there on the page.
Yeah, but I didn't look up the cousin.
Yeah, she asked...
Wasn't it David?
You have Rosie in his makeup.
Her cousin? The nerd guy?
Randa's.
Is he nerdy?
Yeah. She agrees to go with the dance with him, and she's, like, really excited.
Because she thinks he's going to be, like, all hot.
Yeah, and then her friend's like, oh, Polly's like, oh, I think they're really starting to like you. And she's like, no, they're not. She's like, they could have asked anybody, but they asked you.
I wouldn't have went.
And this is where they show her get her outfit for the dance.
It's just terrible.
And she's wearing that sweater vest that she got for her birthday from her parents, and it's hideous. And she's wearing, like, a long skirt.
Yeah, and in, like, some old, ugly, beat-up boat shoes. Yeah.
And then her shirt's, like, has, like,
It's like plaid, right?
Yeah, with like a
And this is where the dad shows her the picture of the mom when she was young, and she's kind of, how does she look, like,
God.
All nerdy, too?
I don't know, Danielle. I don't know his name. It doesn't have it listed.
Y'all can't find it? No? Mm-hmm. I can't remember either. So she goes to the dance with the cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up going and changing.
And he's a little horn dog, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He is a little horn dog.
Oh, and he likes to do drugs.
Oh, he says you want to smoke weed, right? Doesn't he tell her?
I told you it was David.
That's his name? You found it?
Well, it says David.
So she goes to the dance and she changes.
Yeah, and she looks like way better.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't wear that tutu. She should just wear the skirt that was underneath it.
But then I guess you think about it, was the tutus were real big in the 80s. So.
More mid-80s, wasn't it? This was later 80s.
She wants to be like Shauna, Michael. Okay.
Well, we'll get to Shauna later, Danielle.
So she changes and then he laughs at her when he sees her. Because what does he say? Like she's wearing a costume.
Yeah. Like he's a fucking jerk. And he's wearing two different colors of plaid. Wasn't he wearing a plaid? No, he's just wearing one plaid. No, he is because he's wearing two different... His bow tie is plaid that doesn't match with his plaid shirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... She's like, starts saying... Remember, she ends up with her friend. And she starts saying that she wishes that Brad just saw her.
Yeah, so he starts walking, oh, he's looking at her, and Polly's like, oh my god, he's staring at you. And she's like, I just wish he would walk over here. And then he starts walking over there, and then he takes her outside.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? They just
says, can I tell you something? And then that's when he asks for her to tutor him.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is, right?
Because she thought it was something
in
else.
In English, he needs help with his English because he. If he doesn't, he won't be able to...
Play football.
Yep.
Okay. And then this is where she's like, okay, she agrees to it. And then that's when she bumps into the cousin again. And she's like, he's all, let's go to take her for a ride. Or
because Kiki's having like an after party.
Okay.
So they're going to ride with them to give David the nerd boy.
The keys.
Yeah, so they can drive...
Exactly! Why would you let David drive that car? And then, that's where he says y'all's favorite line.
Which was?
Yes, when he says, I could drive through the fog like a hog with a heart on.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That's horrible. And then what is he trying to do? Like, isn't he trying to, like, kiss her or, like...
Yes.
He's trying for her to do oral on
him. Like, he's harassing her, right, basically. Mm-hmm.
And he's she says, I wish you just went away or disappeared.
He ends up
vanishing.
Disappearing?
Disappearing. Mm-hmm. I was going to say disappearing.
That's terrible.
So
what happens? Oh, she rides her bike back to
Serena, but Serena's closed. So she goes back home. And this is where she goes to the brother. And that's when
he's making a pizza.
A marshmallow chocolate pizza.
With marshmallow ketchup, it looks like, maybe.
I thought it was sauce. But I don't know. And he tells her something, too. She's a dog or something like that?
He calls her a dog. But then she says something something to that effect to him, to which he turns to a dog.
Like, he reverses it back to him, and he turns
Because she says, whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. And he says, well, you're a dog, Louise.
Yeah.
Whatever, and so...
You'll always be a dog.
And then it bounces off of her and sticks to him, so he turns to a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I barely figured that out.
I know. I was like, why did he turn into a dog? I didn't realize why he turned into a dog.
You didn't realize it? I knew that.
You didn't even know.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. You didn't even pay attention to half the movie. Because you're like, when is somebody going to die?
He's falling asleep right now.
Yeah. And he didn't even work today.
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, so...
This is where he turns to a dog, and then she hears the parents coming home. So she tries to hide him.
Picks him out, and she tries to, like, because their mom doesn't like dogs.
Yeah, yeah, that they're going to send him to the pound or whatever.
Put him down.
And so he tries to, she tries to hide him, in, which, why is there a bubble bath there?
That's true.
Maybe he was fixing to take a bubble bath.
With his weird-ass pizza?
Yeah, he was done. He's weird, Mike.
That's a good point. He is weird enough to make himself a bubble bath and eat his weird-ass pizza in the bubble bath.
Yeah. So, yeah, because we forgot to mention...
She puts him in the water.
Because Serena told her water will...
Reverse
the spell or whatever.
Well, because she's barely a new witch.
Yeah.
She's learning.
So her spells don't last long. And can be reversed through water.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So she just throws him in there.
And he turns back to normal.
Yeah.
Dude, the brother's funny now that you think about it. Like, why does he have a bubble bath? Like, clearly he made the bubble bath because there was nobody else home. The parents were out. Louise was at a dance, and he was there making his weird-ass pizza.
I know, and then he always has shit on his
face. It was like he has chocolate.
Like, he always has, like, food or something, stuff on his face.
That's disgusting.
He's dirty and near dark all the time, too, Danielle.
What?
He's dirty and near...
Well, because he's a vampire that lives in...
Maybe
like
they're just like, he's a stereotypic dirty boy.
Even Lance Hendrickson is dirty in that movie.
But Lance Hendrickson isn't dirty in any other movies besides Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, that's true.
Saddest movie in the world. Mm-hmm. So go back to where we were at. So she's talking to... what's her face? What's his name? What the hell is her name, Danielle? Short lady?
Madame.
She had to say it. Madame. Serena. I thought she was going to do it if you smell what the rock is cooking right there. She took the big breath. So. That's where she finds out that.
The necklace.
The necklace. And that she's like reincarnated. And.
Yeah.
Yada yada yada.
Yeah, she shows her picture in the book. An old book. And Madame Serena tells her that she has been 16 four times already.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could be 16 four times.
You'd have to die four times, though.
That's true. But, I mean, it's like... They're witches, so they probably lived what...
Yeah, but back then, like, witches were not, like... You know.
Oh,
life. That's when you were burned.
At the stake, because so you didn't have a life.
The witch finder general would come find you and burn you, Danielle. Is this the part with the frog?
No, this is the part that it happens where she starts puts a spell. With the Ferris wheel and stuff, she starts practicing her powers, and then she makes the popular girls tell the truth
to each other. Oh, yeah.
That would be cool. Makes popular girls tell the truth, and they're saying, like, oh, you have a beautiful voice, Kiki. Like, it's amazing. And then the other girl ends up saying, Actually, you don't have an awesome voice. You shouldn't even be allowed to sing or whatever.
Yeah.
Tells her something like that.
Yeah, so they all get into the little arguments.
Yeah.
And then they get into a shoving match
yeah.
in which Kiki flies into the pool.
I
right?
thought they push her into the pool.
Yeah.
They push her into the pool.
She flies into the pool. But they push her like they...
She flies into the pool.
It's not like she went and flew
that's
into
what I'm
it.
Thinking.
She's like, yeah.
Like,
no, they push her and she flew into the pool
yeah.
from the push.
Yeah.
And that's when the spell is broken because of the water.
Yeah, and then this is the part where the frog, where she tries to get Madame Serena tries to get Louise to help her do a spell on a frog to turn him into a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a handsome guy for her.
Because...
her powers are not as strong as
well,
her.
Yeah, they're winding down in Louise.
Who's
Louise? Her powers are winding up.
I don't even know who that is.
Louisa.
Yeah.
And then, this is where Louise asked for like a love potion type deal.
Yeah.
Because
she wants Brad to fall in love with her.
That's weird. It's like love potion number 9.
I don't think I would do a spell to have a guy.
Because they don't love you.
You would never really know if it's really love. It's probably not. It's all because of your spell.
But see, I think that's what she figures out, Danielle.
Later on, yeah.
And she kind of thought she didn't do the spell. Right?
She didn't do it. No, she didn't do the spell.
She did.
No, she didn't. At
no,
the
she
last.
Did.
She did.
Oh wait, yeah.
She backs down.
She did it.
She puts this stuff around the bed, but she doesn't say the word.
Yeah, she does because
she
he's
says,
like, "What?"
But then she, I don't think she finished.
No, she didn't finish
like,
the whole thing.
Never mind.
Yeah,
she didn't
so
finish
she
the whole con. What's it called?
What did you say?
I was gonna say.
comment, right?
No, what the hell is
spell.
It called? No, but it's called something.
Chant.
There you go.
Yeah, because, what was it? She tries to do the spell because Brad comes over, and then it's all dim in there, and he's like, how are we supposed to study here when it's, like, no light? So she takes the sheer things off the lamp,
mm-hmm.
and then she's like, where's the chairs? Oh, what did she
but
say?
She sent them
they're getting reupholsters.
Yeah.
And then I like...
And then the brother comes in, where's all the chairs?
No, the dad does.
No,
the brother
does too.
So all her family is pretty much
coming in asking
like
for where the chairs are.
I like with the dad because he's like, "Where's the chairs?" And she's like, "Whatever." And then like he's gonna close the door and he leaves it open
mm-hmm.
because that's funny because being a teenage girl, like I always
mm-hmm.
had to have my door open. Like when JT would go to the house, I had to have my door open. I couldn't have it closed.
No, we would have it closed. Like
no, we didn't.
When he had the other room.
Yeah, because babe, I was already 20 something. But I'm saying when we're dating in high school, I had to have the door open.
When I was a teenage girl, no, I'm just kidding.
I don't think I did.
I had to because my dad would get mad and he would open
my
the door.
My dad would never help.
And then. I would even try to close it, like, maybe, like, with a crack open, and it's like, no, I had to have it all the way open. Like, so.
That's funny.
Yep. That's what it's like, babe.
So, is this where we go back to the, what's his name, the teacher? Douchebag teacher? What's his name? God damn it.
Wallace.
Mr. Wallace. Is this
where? I don't even know. Is Rosie
Is this when we get back to Mr. Wallace's class? And we're like, what the hell is Louise doing?
Remember, this is where it's in the class, and then he starts going through her purse, but
yes,
why?
Because she's literally like...
I thought she dropped it or some bullshit.
Mr. Weaver.
Mr. Weaver.
Where the hell is Mr. Wallace?
This is a W.
I believed you.
I did too. I'll say, see, the one time we believe you.
And you were wrong. And you were wrong this time.
No, like, remember, she's like, it's study period.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
like
on.
Freaking doodling and talking to Brad, like, almost in his lap.
That's right, because she's writing shit on him. I'm like, what could she be writing on his shit?
Yeah. And so he goes and he, like, hits the desk or whatever with the ruler.
Oh, because he's telling her about Randa. And then, like, she's like, why do you put up with her?
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, mm-hmm. Louise is, like, talking about Randa.
And that's where Mr. Weaver hits the desk with that big-ass yardstick and her purse falls down. Which...
And he starts digging through her purse.
Straight up douchebag move.
Yeah. Not supposed to do that. And then he pulls out birth control. Which is like, why is she on birth control?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
I thought it regulated your period.
Are y'all
telling me it doesn't?
Yeah, I mean...
They lied to me in sex health.
Some girls take it
some
because of that.
Because of that.
I guess Louise has a heavy flow.
No, because not only that, Louise is only 16.
Yeah, you can take one to 16.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because, like,
as long
she...
As her mom knows.
No,
yeah,
she's 16 and she's a senior.
She's not a senior.
Yeah, because she skipped a grade.
Yeah, she did skip a grade.
Oh, she did skip a grade? I didn't pay attention to that part.
Because remember, Mr. Weaver tells her, just because you skip a grade doesn't mean you get to show up late to class.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see.
Because douchebag Weaver again.
So
talking shit.
And she gets upset about this.
She
goes
threatens
home.
Him.
Oh, yeah. What did she tell him exactly? Like, and he's like, oh, are you
I'm gonna fucking kill you? No.
No, she's like telling him, like, you, like, stop. Like, you know. And then I think he's like, well, what are you gonna do about it?
He's like egging
but
her. First of all, Mr. Weaver is a bad teacher.
She tells him something that kind of makes it seem like
you'll be sorry.
Yeah, something like that. Something like along that line.
Yeah.
And so she goes home and makes a voodoo doll of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she makes a voodoo doll. So the next day, it's class time, and he's lecturing. And she starts taking his bow tie off, and he's taking his bow tie. So it goes in the order, the bow tie, the jacket, the shirt. The shoes and then the pants, and then that's when he's going to take off his boxers, and the principal walks
in.
And he's like, is it getting hot in here or something?
Yeah.
And this is where Louise goes home and takes the voodoo doll and just throws it on the side.
No, she puts it on the
table.
Yeah,
she
the side of the
there.
Table.
Yeah, and the brother's there, walks in with his ice cream. Like,
of course, shit on his face again.
And he walks up the stairs with the voodoo doll and throws it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the principal, the teacher, Mr. What?
Weaver,
falls down the stairs. And then that's when the mom picks it up and then puts it
in
the washer. And that's when Mr. Weaver makes his way to the car wash.
The car wash. Mm-hmm.
And that's what Zai was asking. Like, does it hurt to walk into... Like,
yeah.
Car wash?
Like, how would you know? You've done it?
Haven't you seen Dazed and Confused?
Yeah, it hurts them, remember?
And that's not even the one with the spinning things. It's just the water jets.
Remember the what?
Water pressure?
Dude, I accidentally shot my hand with the... With JT's
pressure washer,
and it cut me.
Yeah, it hurts.
So, yeah, they hurt, Rosie. You want to do it? I'll give you $50 to walk through it.
Yeah, it's because I'm that stupid.
$50, Rosie.
I'll do it.
I'll do it, Zai.
And then it jumps to, so he pays the car wash guy, and they're like, oh no.
For the hot wax.
Yeah, for the hot wax. And it's like, the guy's like, no, it's okay. He's like, no, here, for your troubles. And he gives him money. Then it jumps to the teacher, the, what do you call her?
Malloy.
Malloy? Rosie,
yeah, Miss Malloy.
Okay, Miss Malloy. And she's saying how she won the state lottery.
And she didn't even play it.
And she didn't buy a ticket, but somehow she reached into her pocket and she pulled out the winning ticket. So okay. She won the state lottery. And then she met a guy from
Argentina
that they fed.
And he's a count or some shit
like that?
I didn't even know there was counts.
So I take it Louise is doing all this stuff for the teacher and stuff to make her, I guess, have a better life. And this is where after this she leaves with her boyfriend.
She takes a leave of absence.
Oh yeah.
And Louise is gonna be running the theater.
Like, mm-hmm. Is that, can you even do that?
No.
You can't leave a student?
No.
A student to do the thing.
Jeez.
Like, you get a substitute teacher. And the
you
substitute teacher would be
here in the 80s.
Probably not.
No, you wouldn't though. I mean, probably in some states, but
like I said, there would be a substitute teacher and then they would ask the Louise,
I mean,
what
look
are they
at,
doing.
Like in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show, when Miss Callender dies, they tell Willow, okay, you can teach a class until we find her replacement. You can't do that either.
That's why they have substitute teachers.
What else is there? Oh, this is Rosie's favorite part. Oh, Michael's favorite part.
Oh, with the rapping.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Polly is talking about how she has a
Rhett.
Crush on him, right?
Rhett, right?
Right. Isn't Polly talking about how she thinks he's cute? The main rapper guy?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to talk to him.
Because
And they rap the whitest raps ever. And they stop and they hear them rapping. And Louise, I guess, gives her the confidence
mm-hmm.
to go over there. And then they start doing that lame...
Top That.
Top That song. Which, JT, had you seen this movie before?
He says no, but I bet you he has.
I've never seen it.
It wasn't on when Red Shoe Diaries
the members are Michael, Brian, and JT. JT being the short one.
I've never seen... No. Teen Witch,
I never seen during the movie. JT kept saying, "When somebody could die or get their head chopped off."
Different witch movie.
Oh, and I was like, "Nothing's gonna happen like that." He's like, "Somebody needs to die already."
Yes.
You know what? This movie doesn't have like a real bad guy.
Doesn't have nudity.
Mr. Weaver
or
is
blood.
A bad guy.
Like he's the worst one, but he's like not even the main. Like, he's just a little
That's
side
true.
Story.
I mean, because
Randa's like, whatever.
She's not in the movie all that much.
Brad is a decent guy.
Yeah, he's just dating the
So movie. It's just like, really a story about nothing.
Yeah.
That, it could have been solved with a change of wardrobe.
Yeah, because she goes to Serena and says, I want to be popular. So they look for a popularity spell. And,
which, this is so stupid.
She shows a picture of Serena that she wants to look like that.
No, she wants to look like, not Serena.
Shauna.
Shauna.
Which
Shauna
is a real
rock.
Artist.
Shauna!
Which is
Where's that from? Where's that from?
It is a movie, Michael. Where after they... Oh, no. Yeah, it's not from The Bronx Tale, is it? No.
Teen Witch Part 2?
No, they say the
girl... Oh, Ferris Bueller!
Oh, there... Is it? Is it?
Think so.
Oh, I don't know.
Let me see. Let me look it up.
Okay, but she does the spell about wanting to be popular, and she shows a picture of Shauna, and... Right? Is that her name?
Yeah.
So I want to look like that.
So she has to go to the Shauna concert.
Still get a piece of her clothing.
Of Shauna's clothing. And she makes her name appear on the VIP list so she can get backstage with Polly. And then they're standing backstage watching Shauna perform. And then Shauna starts staring at her. And then she comes off stage and she's like, oh, like she talks to her like she knows her. Like, oh, mm-hmm. Hey, like I'm so glad you made it when she's never met her at all.
Yeah.
And she's like, here, I want you to have my favorite jacket. I've had it since my first album.
Yeah. Yep.
She gives her her jacket. And that's how the popularity spell begins. Yep. And she has to go in her room and sprinkle shit, right? Like sprinkle.
And then another music scene happens, right? Right?
Does she? No.
Yes. You get that whole montage of her getting popular.
It shows her walking down the stairs all of a sudden in a new wardrobe. And then she's going to ride her bike with Polly. But Polly's barely coming. And then that's when Rando sees her. And she's like, hey, you want to ride to school, Louise?
Mm-hmm. And then leaves Polly there. That whole 15 minutes of her dancing and everybody rapping and singing about
And Polly. Then... Yeah. Why do they have signs with her name that say Louise all over the school?
Because
I don't know.
It's
you don't put random.
But Michael, it's a spell. So it's like when you go to school, when you go to the school, you have all your school stuff. So for her, she did this spell. So it's like they're obsessed with her. Cause look, they remember later on they're standing outside her window.
Yeah, which is dumb too. It's like
she's popular.
Popular, but not.
Yeah, so she's standing.
Famous.
And then it shows her dissing out Polly a lot, like not even acknowledging her.
Well, that's not true, because she tries to hang with Polly, but then they push her to the ground.
Okay, they push her to the ground, but Louise doesn't do anything. She doesn't get up, and she's not like,
when you're popular,
Polly,
you don't have time for people with weird hats.
She could have been like, oh, Polly, I'm sorry, are you okay?
Oh,
like,
Polly, I'm sorry, get rid of that stupid hat.
And that's it. But no, she's a douchebag.
Get rid of that stupid hat that is not raining outside.
So popular and turned into a douchebag to Polly.
It's probably because of that hat.
I would wear that hat.
Remember, even Zai was like, what the hell, what's with that hat?
Oh, that pink hat.
Yes.
Weird.
Exactly, Danielle.
But not the regular hat she wears.
That was her regular hat.
Yeah. Oh, and this is the cheesy part that I've always made me feel uncomfortable when I was younger.
Oh! The abandoned house.
Yes. So Brad takes Louise to an abandoned house.
An abandoned... We're going to go on a romantic date.
But
I'm going to take you to
an
abandoned house.
To kill her. That's
where you take your shoe... Dude, I would... That first of all, that carpet is disgusting.
The whole
looking.
House is disgusting.
And then she's like barefoot.
Yeah. She's walking around barefoot in an abandoned house. You know, she could get cut by...
Stripping off her clothes because Brad took his clothes off.
Yeah, so they're like leaving... He's leaving her clothes and then she's leaving her clothes, right? And...
Then he bust out with his ponies and his 501s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Michael's going to get some.
I know, I wanted some, but they're too expensive because they were supposed to be... Like, ponies were cheap back in the day. And now they're all, like, expensive.
I could see Brian wearing some of those.
Why? No, you wouldn't.
I could see him wearing some.
No, you wouldn't.
I could see him wearing some.
He would wear Crocs or something. See, you don't know Brian. God,
get out of here. Ask him and see what he says.
No, I believe he'd probably wear the old school Skechers with the little...
Yeah, see.
The things on it, or my Red Wings. And
yeah.
Stuff. But now...
He wouldn't wear tennis shoes.
Nah, I don't see him wearing those ponies. Nah.
He wears either, like, boots... Or he wears, like, some sort of, like, yeah, like, wilderness swimming-type shoe.
Yeah. I hate Crocs.
Like Columbia sandals or something.
See, we know. Get out of here, Duck.
Duck? Call me Duck?
He wears his duck boots. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, call me Duck?
What? Why did he randomly just call
get
me
out of here, Duck?
I would wear ponies.
Oh, God, Duck. That was funny. Okay, so then it goes to them. Oh, and then they start making out, and it's like a light.
They threw the bone, Danielle.
More porn music.
Yeah, and then they. That's the part too that I read about that that wasn't supposed to happen. That part where...
Well, okay, this is what we were talking
this
about.
This is what we were talking about. He was 26 in this movie.
Okay, nobody knows. This guy, what's his name? His real name? Well, Brad. The guy that plays Brad was 26
Dan
years old.
Goalie.
Michael Dudikoff.
And he's handsome. Well, he was Dan handsome.
Goose Gauthier. I can't say it.
So we get it. Brad.
Gauthier.
He was 26 years old, and
she was
Robin
17.
Lively was 17, right? 17.
And backtrack to the
Karate Kid Part 3 podcast. We're talking about how Ralph Macchio didn't want to have...
I think you pronounce it Gauthier.
What? There's no N in there?
Or Gauthier.
Gauthier.
It's like the guy, the lead singer from 3 Days Grace.
It's just Brad.
Anyways.
Brad, yeah, how he didn't want to have an intimate relationship with her because she was 16, right? On
the 17.
On part 3? She was 17 too?
She was 17, because they're the same, it's the same year.
Okay.
Year it came out.
So she was 17, so Ralph Macchio didn't want to have an intimate relationship because how old was he?
26.
He was 26 too? Okay, so that tells you more about how Ralph Macchio
was like 26, 27.
And how the Brad...
And that guy,
well,
Brad, looked older.
Well, what if it was a cover-up? What if she was like, dude, Ralph Macchio is not a good-looking guy. She was like, I don't want to
come
make
on.
Out with him. The other guy...
I don't want to.
Look, well, come on.
Ralph,
who does sit-ups after throwing a football?
She did have a crush on Brad in real life. On the actor in real life.
Because
yeah.
he does sit-ups.
But
so maybe
she admitted
like,
to that
she
did have
she had
a crush.
To have said okay.
And that part wasn't supposed to happen. Well, it wasn't in the script. They wrote it in. They wanted it more steamier. And
so that's why they had saxophone music.
And she didn't like that part because she says it kind of implied that they did something more than
they
just
did.
Kissing, right? Because
that's what I thought they did. Because
they didn't...
Well, you don't
did
take a girl to an abandoned
PG-13,
house.
They're not going to show the porking.
But
it's not Red Shoe Diaries. I mean...
That's what she's saying, that they're not supposed to have sex. So, in other words, it's like implying that they did have sex and they didn't. That's what she's saying. And she says her mom was usually on set because she was the one responsible for... coordinating her wardrobe, her mom. And that day she wasn't on there, and that her mom was like furious about that they put that in there. She didn't want
yeah,
that
because part. The guy was 26.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, creepy.
Yeah, that is creepy. So. Some facts there, people. Some facts.
So all they did was make out?
Yeah, because they didn't have sex. But of course, people who see the movie, they're going to be like, oh, they had sex.
They banged.
That's not what...
Yeah.
That's the conclusion I drew.
See?
That's what I thought. I was like, man, dude, the guys are crazy. World was bad.
And banging chicks in abandoned houses.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Jesus
dirty.
Christ. I mean, at least Ralph Macchio had the decency to say no.
Yeah.
I know. At least drive her around
right.
in your 5.0.
That's why he's
a better guy.
Yep. Yeah.
Who?
Ralph Macchio.
No, he's just ugly.
He's not ugly.
Yeah, he is. That's why she didn't want him.
He's not ugly. Till this day, he looks pretty good for his age.
We're talking about how Ralph Macchio does not look like his age. Remember, Michael?
He doesn't look like his age.
He
still does look like the girl from, Just One of the Boys? Remember He looks like Ralph Macchio, and he dresses like Elvis Costello.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a chick.
What is it about Ralph Macchio that's attractive?
I'm not saying like I was fully in love with like.
When
he was younger, he was
a good looking.
He's
dude.
Not a bad looking dude. Like I'm not saying I had a crush.
He's a squeak.
So I mean, who did I have a crush on?
Oh, you ain't
got to
tell me who I had.
Oh, we all
know
that one.
Yeah,
no.
Edward Furlong. We got it.
Did you even have a crush on Macaulay Culkin, too?
No.
Oh.
No, she had, like,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who's still
4'11". Which one did you like?
He's 4'11",
dude.
Which one did you like from Hanson?
Zach?
The one that looks like a girl.
She's laughing because
they all had long hair, damn it.
But he's the only one that looked like a girl.
Which one's the one that has like billions of kids right now?
The middle one.
Why do you know so much about Hanson?
Because they're my favorite band.
You are so lame.
Damn it, I can't believe I'm saying this.
How many kids does
they all have? A lot of kids, actually.
Didn't they come up with like one album?
No, they have several
albums. They had one hit.
Oh.
They have several albums, but they mainly do like holiday
music.
Yeah.
That is
that
horrible.
Mbop Christmas mix?
No.
Starring Ralph Macchio.
Mbop Merry Christmas Boo Wop. Doobie doobie doobie. That's all it does. They just.
With Edward Furlong on the drum.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh my god.
Background music by Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
What the hell? You're adding all of Rosie's crushes to the band?
We like to welcome.
She's gonna have a dream about all them being in a band together.
The lamest band in the world.
Producer Tim Allen.
And then it just says, production.
The middle one has. Are you hearing me?
No. I'm not even listening to them.
She's like, I'm ignoring them.
Okay, so the middle one.
I love Home Improvement.
Six kids.
The middle one has six kids.
One of them just.
Why are we going into the history of Hanson?
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Maybe the drummer's the one that has more. Oh, no, he doesn't. He has four.
Yeah, okay.
And then the oldest one has...
I think he's the one that has the most.
The oldest one?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because I think they came out that the wife was pregnant again and people were talking shit to them. Saying, like, why would you have another kid if you already have this many kids? Like,
no, I don't think he has any kids. It's just the middle one.
Oh, okay.
So I think the older one, barely, if any. Because it's mainly the middle one that has six kids.
Oh, okay. All right, so back to Teen Witch.
And that was your Hanson update. You know who has kids and who doesn't.
And this is where they start the play, and she's with Kiki, and then Kiki's super excited to be in the play. And then that guy passes by and tells her, "What? Don't say
never say break a leg."
No, don't say any. Yeah, it's always something negative. In the theater community, it's always, you don't say anything positive, like good luck or... Like, hope you do well out there. It's always, so, like, that's
break
why
a
you
leg.
Say break a leg. Cause
so
it's supposed
Louise
to be
tells her
the
break
opposite.
A leg. And Kiki's like, what? She's like, that's what you're supposed to say. Like, break a leg. And Kiki walks and trips over the ladder.
And this is what gets me mad, too. Polly sees that she trips over the ladder, but yet she blames Louise like Louise pushed
because
her.
Because I think Polly senses that something's going on with Louise.
Polly's just a lame.
And... She probably knows she's a witch, Michael. She's a
burden. Whatever. She's just jealous. Witch finder general.
She breaks her leg.
They had to burn her for those damn dance moves at the dance later.
Who, Polly?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I agree with that. And so Louise ends up taking the lead instead.
Of course. But they never show... Which... Never pans out. They never show
the play.
It doesn't come into effect at all.
They should have showed the play.
So it's like, why even have that scene?
Yeah.
Like, even them rehearsing, right? Like,
yeah. We already got... Like, they could have done that before and then had them, like, maybe... Brad and her stay after practice and then, like, share their first kiss there. Instead of insinuating that they threw the dirty deeds, thunder cheeks at the abandoned house.
Yeah.
See, I should have wrote Teen Witch. I would have wrote a better rap than top that.
Oh my god. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would have, Danielle. I'm urban.
What part is it at?
Break a leg.
Hold on, I know. But the play, okay, it says, then that's when she talks to your friend Polly.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, like, I miss you or whatever, but yet she never acknowledges Polly anymore. It's just like, you know, Polly.
That was
like,
when
you,
they're out in the football
you
field,
have
right?
your
you're
own
cheering?
Life. Yeah,
yeah,
she's like, you have your new life. Like, I don't fit into your life. Because to be like, yeah, she's right. She just
you're
didn't...
too busy being popular. I don't
yeah.
fit in your life.
Hello, I'm leading the play, and then I gotta direct the play, and then I gotta do all this stuff.
And what is it that Serena tells her? Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna say that part, Michael. That's what you're talking about. And it jumps to her waking up, and her brother's dressed like a bellboy
mm-hmm.
serving her breakfast.
His face is actually clean.
Yeah, his face is clean, and the mom and dad are like downstairs saying, "What's his name, Richie?" Or what's his
yeah,
name?
Richie.
Richie cleaned everything up. He's like, is he on
what
drugs?
Does she tell him that makes him...
She's just afraid of her because she turned him into a dog.
Oh, yeah.
So he's kind of like terrified of her. And the parents think he's on drugs because he cleaned
yeah,
stuff up.
Yeah,
because
he's not a clean person.
Yeah.
We all know this.
And this is where Michael says that he wants to know why she has a picture of Brad in her room. When they just started dating.
Yeah. She has like a framed photo of him stalkerish.
And that's the part when she sees the people outside her window cheering for her and she sneaks out.
Yeah. Who does that?
She sneaks out and Brad, of course, goes
they're waiting and knew that she was going to go out.
Yeah, picks her up. And then another, he takes her on a canoe on the river, remember?
Another creepy thing.
Another creepy thing.
Like, all of Brad's, like, date ideas are just fucking psycho.
Like, he could have just thrown her in the freaking river.
Yeah.
Or lake. Whatever.
Like, this easily could have turned into a teen slasher movie.
Yeah, it could have. Yep. Louis
and the killer would have been Polly.
Yeah. I would say that, too.
Right, but back to the original script.
what is it? Oh, and this is where he starts to. He wants to go to a dance with her when he's dropping her off, and she's
but
like.
But this
oh.
is where she starts feeling guilty.
Yeah, because she's like, there's something you don't know about me, just go with Randa.
I'm a
and
witch.
Like, and he's just like, he doesn't want to, but she rejects him and she walks out of the car. And this is where she goes to Serena. She wants everything to go back to normal. And then this is where Serena's house is all different. Like,
yeah, because Louise did it.
Louise did all that?
Because she thanks her.
Her house was cooler before. I don't know why she changed.
Exactly. That's why you would have been Serena.
Yeah, so
with a freaking stuff. What is it? She had like a stuffed badger or something like that.
It was cool. So she wants everything to go back to normal. And Serena mentions to her how she always had to make people like her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why did you do that? She's like, because I never wanted to know for sure if they did
they
it
did
or not. And this is the part, Michael, where she tells her the real magic is believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Which I said at the beginning of the movie. As soon as we started the movie, Danielle, what did I say? Seems like this movie could have been solved with her just changing her clothes and having more confidence. And then you're like, yeah.
Yeah, just like you mentioned.
Problem solved, teen bitch.
Yeah, well, just like she's all that, she gets a makeover and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She became a witch just to get better clothes.
Yeah. No, that's... And then this is where it goes to the dance, the ending part.
This is where it goes to the dance and we see... Well, because... Polly's new friends, which are two other dorks that we didn't even see through the whole movie.
Yeah. And
are talking shit about, what's his name? How do you say it, Rosie?
The rapper guy.
Rhett?
I guess that's his name. Rhett?
We're gonna
Rhett?
See. Yeah. How
R-H-E-T, right?
How she thinks he's like handsome or good looking or whatever, and then she ends up dancing with him.
Yeah, and that's what she's like, it looks like she's having a fucking, like, spasm attack.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn, really?
Really, Polly? And then this
no wonder, no wonder she doesn't want to hang out with you no more. I don't blame her.
And Brad is there with Randa.
Yeah.
And she's there, and then all of a sudden Luis shows up, and everybody like.
But then Luis brings as her date. Miss Serena. Mm-hmm. Mistress Serena, right?
That's Mr. what you're Serena?
Mistress?
What?
Madam Serena. Whatever.
Mistress.
I was thinking about Red Shoe Diaries.
She made Madame Serena her mistress.
See?
I know. What are you turning this movie into, dude?
Red Shoe Diaries presents Teen Witch.
Yeah, so she takes her and everybody stops and looks at Luis, of course. And then this is where she pulls off her necklace,
mm-hmm,
and she tosses it on the, slides it on the ground to Serena. So what was the point of that?
I don't know.
What was the point of that?
I guess she don't know.
She was like, I'm not going to use my powers.
The witch in the book?
But even...
She's still a witch.
She's still a witch.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the necklace is symbolic.
Because she says that the necklace, she's like, somewhere in the middle of it, like, Serena tells her the necklace found you, not, you didn't find the necklace. The necklace made it a point to find you.
Yeah, but regardless, she's a witch, regardless, like, because... Remember where she's doing the spell for the marigold on the carousel?
She didn't have the necklace.
Yeah.
And then if the necklace found her, she gives it to Serena, the necklace is going to come back.
Unless Madam Serena does
unless she reincarcerates again as a
witch.
Reincarcerates. That means you go back into prison. She got reincarcerated for being a witch.
Reincarnated.
Oh my god, I gotta pee.
Encarnacion.
Oh my god.
So if she ever does that again, Madame Serena has a necklace.
Yep, and then they incarcerate her for getting the necklace. So Madame Serena is reincarnated.
Oh my god, I gotta pee.
Reincarcerated.
Yep. Reincarcerated for that shit.
Look, dude, I'm Mexican,
alright?
I get shit mixed up.
I'm Mexican. I only know the word reincarcerated. We don't know no reincarnated.
Oh, God. I had to pee so bad. So that's what I didn't get. I was like, what was the point of her? Is this basically, like I said, symbolic of kind of saying, like, I'm done with this?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to do spells, right. I guess.
Okay, I don't think so. I think it's for her, like, if she would ever get that, then Madame Serena has the necklace to remind her that you're a witch. This is you.
What do you think, Michael?
I think it was like, well... Kind of what you're saying, but like she doesn't want to use her magic.
Whether she has the powers or not, she always has them.
Yeah, she doesn't want to. I think it's more.
That necklace didn't make her use her powers.
Yeah, but I think it's like symbolic of her saying that I want people to like me for me.
Yeah.
Not for a popularity potion.
So like her throwing the necklace away like that, like. Was it supposed... Like, did the popularity spell break?
Maybe.
She said...
Where Brad comes to her, like, she's like, oh, so...
Yeah, that's a good point, because they never show them, like, do a spell to reverse the pop...
Everything.
So it's like, because she just goes to Madame Serena and tells her, I want to remove the spell.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to, oh, we're dancing.
Me and JT, we're going to learn that dance, babe, at the end. The dance, the Teen Witch dance.
I don't remember that dance.
The one that I like boys?
No.
Michael, we know you like boys.
It's like, I don't... See,
that wasn't even a good one, that's why.
So,
you're constantly saying that. I like boys.
No, but... So that's what I did.
Yes, because you're incarcerated. Reincarcerated.
So what was I saying? Yeah, so then I don't know, is that supposed to break the spell? And so like she sees Brad looking at her from afar and is like, oh, okay, so he likes me for me?
I guess because she's
to
like.
To me, it's like it didn't.
But see, because like if she put the popularity spell on all of the school, he's part of the school. Mm-hmm. And like when she says, he like they only go after the popular girls, so that's kind of still putting a spell on him mm-hmm. to go after her.
Yeah, so that's what my question is giving the necklace away, did that break the spell? But I don't know. Can't be sure.
To
me,
I don't think so because.
To me, it's like, no, it didn't. So he doesn't like you. So it ends with him still be under a spell
uh-huh.
and liking her.
And then it's like Miranda doesn't even get mad that they're like all like
Miranda
hooking
said,
up on the dance floor.
That's another thing, because in real life that chick would have said some shit.
Yep.
Like, hey, you came with me, why are you with this bitch?
Yeah.
So yeah, they're all still under the spell, I would think.
Yeah, so see, she never broke it, so it's a lie. Teen Witch is a lie movie, Danielle.
You're the one that picked it.
I know, it's a good one.
It's a
lie movie. You get a cool brother.
The brother was funny.
Lying ass witches. Mm-hmm. That all they needed was a wardrobe change and whatever. Everything would have been solved at the beginning of the movie.
Yep.
And then they like did they even like make amends, Polly and
they didn't really show them make amends, right? At the end.
No. See, so that doesn't even get tied up at the end either.
It's like basically.
It's like, oh, I hooked up with Brad and
but my,
end of the movie.
But my friendship with my best friend always went to shit.
Yeah. So what did we learn? If you want to hook up with a hot guy.
Ditch your best friend.
Ditch your dorky ass friend.
That's always
that
been
wears
there for you.
Stupid hats. And thinks she can rap.
That's basically the
plot of the story. Oh, and do voodoo. Get a voodoo doll.
Yeah. Also that.
But I give this movie a 2.5.
I give Rosie. Go, Rosie.
I'll give it a 2.
What?
She gave it lower than you.
I know. She
and
did.
And then she didn't even give it a 5.
She did it on purpose. That's why.
Like, we watched this movie just because nostalgia. That's the whole reason.
She's up. 2 and then really in her heart.
I would give it 2.
Seen it once.
She's gonna go in.
Second time seeing.
She's gonna go into her. She's gonna get into her. Go into her room and be like.
I should have gave it a 5.
Shut up.
Right. She's gonna put it.
Fine. I'll give it a 3.5.
She puts 5 stars.
Why did you go higher?
Because we're making fun of her that she always gives everything a 5. That's why.
I give it a 2.
No,
I give
it
2.5.
It ain't on my 5-star movie ratings. All right.
Oh, but Edward Furlong movies are.
No.
Go with babe. What is yours?
Huh?
What would you rate this
movie? Top it, dude. Top that.
I don't know. It's a horrible movie, dude. It was typical 80s teen love, all that Breakfast Club bullshit.
I love
like
Breakfast Club.
I know the Breakfast Club is cool, dude.
I don't care
for those movies. I honestly don't. I've never been into those.
He
like Pretty
like
in
those.
Pink. I hate them all. They should have never been created.
Well,
but
get out of here.
Pretty Pink is good, dude.
Yeah,
no,
Pretty Pink is good.
Less than Zero, good movie.
No, less than no. He
likes
that.
Yeah, because he's
one.
A cokehead.
Yeah, less than Zero.
Like that's
Zero
legit. Like freaking,
Saint
he's a cokehead.
Fire. I love that one too.
No, I think I probably like that one better than the rest of them.
Nah.
Lesson Zero is my probably top one.
Lesson Zero is the best
one. I give it a 1, you know? It's still better than a 0. I mean, can we give it a 0? But no.
Give it a 1/2 star.
A 1/2 star. It would be a 1. It would be a 1 just like Pretty in Pink would be a 1.
Pretty in Pink is about the struggles.
Breakfast and Club.
For people that have
breakfast
money and don't
what?
Have money.
Yeah.
Do you say Breakfast and Club?
Whatever it is, it's a 1-2.
The Breakfast Club?
Yes.
It's not a 1.
It is.
No, it's not.
Breakfast Club in my book would be 3.5.
Mine, it would be a 5.
What's another,
no,
mine would be well, what's another nostalgic 80s aside, like they would fit that category?
Like, what 80s movie made in
Say Anything?
I've never seen it.
What about, what other 80s movie were made in 89? because Teen Witch was made in 89.
You mean
right?
Like movies in 89? Specifically
well, like
that year?
Like that whole genre of like, you know.
Some Kind of Wonderful? You seen that one with me?
I have?
Yeah. But you don't.
I don't care for it. I couldn't get into it, you know what I mean? I just could never get into those movies, honestly. I just don't care for them.
See, didn't you? That's why you know he watches the same movie over and over.
Yes. I do.
He does.
Even like some
what
of
the... What
about
the Heathers? Heathers. Didn't you like that one? That was 88 though.
Like even like some of the 90s going into that whole like era where it has to do with that. It has some funny parts, but if I had a choice to watch it, I'd probably watch the new.
Can't Hardly Wait was cool.
I love Can't Hardly Wait too.
They
yeah,
have
that's
part two.
The 90s, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
but that's what he said, the 90s.
Yeah, like, because you
yeah,
have...
But
yeah,
but he likes, like, Whatever It Takes. That's a 90s where he's the Brian Ryan thing.
That's all I remember from it. Honestly, that's all I remember from it.
And then she has the foot fungus on her feet, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's supposed to be the hot chick, and then she has, like, foot fungus.
And
then
on her lip, she has it on her lip.
She has a mustache.
Yeah.
See, I remember, like, little parts of it, you know? But like I said, like, if I... They're good. I mean, yeah. I like Orange County
because
when he's like.
See, and to me, that one's not as funny as all the.
No, my favorite part is when he's like.
Took him off to run through the flame.
My name's Joe Johnson.
I watched
Joe.
That.
He's the funniest part in that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, he is the funniest part
yeah.
in that movie.
But.
I think he's what makes the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's funny.
Yeah, I give it a one. What was my favorite part
yeah.
of the movie? I'll just say...
The rapping.
No.
He has top that on his...
The credits?
No.
He has top that on his cell phone now.
The beginning was pretty cool. I like the whole music video going
well,
on.
Because he used to remember...
Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah. That's what it was.
When I asked him, is that how you play the saxophone?
Oh, yeah.
No, the clarinet.
Oh, yeah, the clarinet.
It's a what is it? It's not an alto sax. I think it's a.
See, he knows the difference. I would have been
fan,
like, Michael. I was like, what is that? I don't know, saxophone.
Yeah, it's.
I was like, didn't Kenny G play a clarinet? You're like, no.
He
played a saxophone.
Everybody knows that.
Danielle, it looks like a clarinet.
No, it's a type of saxophone. I forgot what kind of saxophone it is. Eisenband, he knows.
What? He's all there.
What?
No, so, yeah.
So, combined score, it's like, what? 3, 2.5, 1.
Rosie just upped her score because you were giving
No, she lowered the score because we tease her that she gives too high of a score all the time. We're like,
yeah,
that movie,
true.
We're like,
also,
that movie
her honest,
sucks.
Her honest,
five stars.
Her honest opinion was 3 stars.
Yeah.
She wanted to go lower because how we say because
we bit, she had, because she hands out fives to everybody. She's like, I can't hand out fives no more.
Yeah.
I gotta be tougher. I gotta be tougher critic. And we'd be like, next week we're watching Man of the House. 5 stars.
I know.
But that movie sucks, dude.
See,
if you want to talk about,
I've seen them more than once or twice.
Dude, that movie sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, it sucks so bad I couldn't
no,
even
it
watch it all.
No, it doesn't.
What's that? What sucks?
Man of the House.
I don't think I've ever even seen that.
Dude, it sucks. And then
it
Jungle to Jungle. Jungle to Jungle. Oh my God, it's the lamest ass shit I've ever seen in my life.
I like it.
I would rather watch Yoga Hosers. Again.
Oh, no.
It's a soprano sax. That's what he plays.
There you go, Michael.
See? Tony Soprano sax.
Yeah, that's the one that's all, it looks like a clarinet, but it's all brass.
See?
Just like Tom and Huck is cool, too.
I haven't never seen that movie either.
You just name all these movies that are like, sucky.
Big Green Don't Suck, and I love that movie.
That movie sucks. That movie fucking
like that movie.
Sucks, dude.
I like the Big Green.
They only let you rent movies from the G section. Rated G. Oh, I like that one, Mom. See, get it, Big Green, get it, Big Green.
Why are you making your mom's accent like that?
You're fucked up.
Tell your mom, bro.
I am gonna tell my mom. Like, mom, Michael's making fun of the way you talk. Hence why she doesn't like to talk English.
Hey, the fucked up part is she was 16.
Right.
I got no shame. I don't care. Yeah. I've never watched movies until I met Danielle.
Mm-hmm. But I introduced her to Jonathan. She
those
did that by
ones
herself.
That I watched.
I mean, growing
my
up,
mom was the
movies.
One that paying for the movies, so I had to get what I was supposed to get. I couldn't get any rated R movies.
Well, you're a girl. It's different.
No, I was able to get whatever I wanted.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, it was like Hollywood Video. Rent the ones that are 99 cents for 5 days. And it was
not
horror.
Us. My dad was like...
Horror movies.
My dad was like, what do you want?
As long as my dad got an action movie, like, he would be fine. And then my mom would get a horror movie.
Yeah.
Be like, it'd be like, what are we renting for Friday night? It'd be like Bloodsport, Night of the Demons, and then like,
yeah.
Like a comedy.
Yeah.
And I think when Danielle would come over, is when we would actually rent the horror movies.
Yeah, because I remember that's when we rented
The Exorcist.
And then we rented Funhouse, and like we're
Funhouse, where the cover doesn't match the story.
No, that's not. Is it though? Then it wasn't.
They have a fucking clown on it.
No,
it has nothing to do with a clown.
Demonic toys that we saw.
Oh, demonic toys.
Yeah.
That one's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But all right.
This episode was rated G for Rosie.
Why are you making fun of my childhood?
Because your nostalgia is like weird. They'll be like, oh, what did you watch growing up? You'll be like, oh, I watched, like, you know, growing up, American Wolf in London, you know, Creep Show. Rosie's like, Tom and Huck.
Why do you make your voice like go down and down?
Why are you making fun of
because,
my
because, dude, that's
like,
funny.
It's
be like, oh, that's
and
a bad
movie. Did your sister watch those movies, too?
Yes.
Dude.
Watch, I bet you we asked her, she'd say no.
She's going to say no.
She'd be like, I didn't watch that shit. You like this. She'll blame it on you, dude.
Well, that's good, though. At least Zai grows up and he's going to be like, you know, what did you watch when you were younger? You know, like,
Evil Dead at the age of 4.
Yeah.
He didn't really watch
He got scared and ran out of the room. Yeah, you did. You cried. You said, turn it off.
No, I didn't.
I have it on video.
No,
you want me to
no.
post it?
I think after like a certain time, like it was, oh, okay, you know, I can't keep you from covering your
I
eyes,
think
because so.
He was even afraid of even watching The Walking Dead at a young age.
Yeah.
It wasn't until he was like maybe 5 or 6 that he kind of started watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny though. At least your childhood isn't gonna be as lame as your mom's.
Man,
you're cool. Well, what have you showed Zai any of those movies?
Yeah, he don't like them.
See?
Exactly.
You're just digging yourself in a deeper hole, Rosie.
He doesn't give them a chance.
Because they're dude. He's growing up with like Marvel movies and Transformers.
No, but he likes his anime.
And yeah, he has all this stuff, and you want him to watch Tom and Huck.
Okay, first of all, I didn't have any of what he has now. I didn't have that back then.
When I was his age, I was watching...
You can't say, like from the past, dude.
He rarely likes Disney movies.
He liked Flight of the Navigator. That's a Disney movie.
No, he likes Frozen.
He likes
that Disney.
Mm-hmm.
He don't like it no more.
You like Frozen, bud?
See?
Yeah, he's embarrassed.
He doesn't want to say yes into the mic.
He likes A Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, everyone does. Everyone
That's true. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
But... Back to what I was saying. I grew up watching.
Making fun of Rosie.
I grew up watching ninja movies because of my dad and my older brother.
Okay, first of all, I grew up watching novelas.
Yeah.
I rarely watched movies. I don't think we got a Blockbuster card until we were freaking in middle school.
You know what?
How did we get it? We got it early.
You know where I got where my mom never watched horror movies. My dad never watched horror movies. I picked up watching horror movies on my own. home. Like,
yeah, because
I just,
you would just see him at the video store.
Yeah, and I just, like, you know, like, it would be something that came on, like, on Friday. I mean, on Saturdays, like, in the morning. It would be, like, sometimes it'd be, like, a cheesy fucking 80s movie or some whatever. And then sometimes, late at night, it'd be a horror
like,
movie. Or during the daytime,
see,
it'd be a horror movie.
See, mine, when I grew up, it was telenovelas or Spanish-Mexican movies.
Mm-hmm. But my dad used to watch
or see, not like that, like what you're saying, JT, early, like after Saturday morning cartoons,
yeah.
They always did like the Saturday morning, like matinee,
yeah,
or whatever, Sunday morning
like
matinee,
movies.
Like three movies in a row.
Yeah.
And then that's when I would watch like, what was it called? Danielle, what's it? The Warriors would come out a lot.
They would show like Predator.
Yeah, like Man. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Commando.
That's where I would, like, they took a lot, all
see,
the cuss words out.
I watched a lot of action movies when I was younger, too, because my dad used to love action movies. And my mom
was an action star.
See, and it's weird because my dad would watch action movies, but it was mostly, like, it was Van Damme, it was
I watched
Chuck
Dumb
Norris,
and Dumber a lot. And my
was,
dad would get a kick
well,
out of
it. That's a great movie.
It was one fucking Steven Seagal, too. My dad would watch Steven Seagal. I fucking hated him, dude.
My dad would sit there and crack his head off of him in the restroom.
Crack his head off?
No, like, laugh his...
Laugh his ass.
Laugh his... crack his... crack up. I was like, crack his head off? What the fuck does that mean?
That's what happens when you're reincarcerated.
What'd you hear?
I had to pee earlier and then it stopped. Now I had to pee
when you're reincarcerated.
God.
Jesus, Rosie.
So what is, like, what are we... Are we going, like, with this whole...
Well, now we gotta do, like, we gotta do what? Like, if we're doing, we did a witch movie. Now we gotta go to either vampire, werewolf, or what's another one?
There's werewolf movies, there's My Mom is a Werewolf, and then
no, like, is that like, is it good?
JT wants, like...
You get killings in
like,
movies.
Head chopping, guts
oh
pulling out.
JT wants...
Okay, look,
he wants
in my, in My Mom's a Werewolf... You get the guy from
no comedy,
Nightmare
just serious, like serious stuff.
No,
like legit, no comedy, just like.
Then you're not gonna not gonna get.
JT wants gore.
Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Yes, but I want something that has blood, guts, and gore, like serious, like freaking.
Oh my god!
Like something
he's
legit.
Like a druggy fiending for like blood.
Yeah, like you know. Chewing off genitals and shit, you know.
So,
what I mean?
Well, you
so
have okay.
Okay, so if you're doing like vampires and witches and things like that, are you doing ghosts?
Well, no, because you'll shit your pants.
Why?
Because you shit your pants.
No.
You mean the movie Ghost?
Yeah, no, not
the
Ghost.
Why would we do the movie Ghost?
The movie Ghost. I'm talking about like.
Hey, Patrick
Swayze.
We should
cool,
do
though.
The movie Ghost, but later on down
later
the line.
On
I
down
mean,
down.
It could be part of it
because no, because I'm just gonna cry because Patrick Swayze's dead.
Oh yeah. I never knew him, but he seemed like a great guy.
Seemed like a cool guy.
Yeah.
Like, I would hang out with him if he was like, hey, you want to grab a beer? Sure, Patrick Swayze.
Like, I'm talking about, like,
you think we could dance
Dead Man on Campus, or...
We can do, like, some of those maybe for Patreon. And then if we,
like,
say we miss an episode, we can always upload...
All right, so think if a horror comedy for JT.
JT doesn't want
comedy. He wants... Blood and gory stuff.
Like legit,
he
seriously,
doesn't want
like
comedy.
Fucking movie, dude. Like somebody that or it puts fear. People are
nothing
scared.
Nothing puts fear into you.
No, it's something.
I
people
know.
Are scared in the movie. Like it's like
you just want to scare me.
No, I don't. I just want something like you know nothing with comedy in it.
We'll think of something.
We're
but
not
we're
watching
gonna,
Hellraiser.
Yeah, but we're still gonna
no.
end
Come
up think, doing like My Mom's a Werewolf or Full Moon High, something
yeah.
like that.
Because there's some werewolf movies out there that are like serious werewolf or vampire movies.
I mean,
well,
hey,
no, technically, American Werewolf is a horror comedy.
Yeah.
But there's, that's what I'm saying. But there's, I'm not talking about that one, but I'm saying there are movies out there that are, you know.
Like Fright Night would probably be
I just saw that one too.
A horror comedy.
Yeah. And that one's not gory. They just look scary when
yeah.
they're vampires. That's it.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, there's a way you could compromise, like, the genre where it's bloody and scary, but also has
like,
comedy.
I like Fright Night, because it is.
Like, Fright Night's a good movie.
Ugly Dude, and it's cool. Yeah, and then, like, Near Dark has got some comedy in it, but it's really good, too.
Yeah, Near Dark.
Like, The Lost Boys is kind of comedic, and it's vampire.
Yeah, and it's
but
really
still
good,
they
too.
Show the blood splatter. Like, yeah. Yeah, and see in Near Dark with the bar scene, it's bloody.
Yeah.
See, I think, like, we can probably find a medium ground.
And we do a ghost movie, has to be a scary one so Rosie can get scared.
That's like any movie. Just put
the
it
Witch
on.
In the Window.
You can fucking put Nuke's Top 5 and she'll be afraid.
We did The Witch in the Window.
No, fuck that.
See? Oh, we should have did.
Even seen
for
that
witches,
one.
We should have did Witch in the Window.
I've never
well,
seen
you're that. The one that picked this. That movie.
Is it any
if
good?
We had time to do
it. It's like,
man.
Dude, it's kind of slow.
For
but
a witch movie, that would have probably been one of the.
Dude, it's kind of slow, but what's cool about that movie is like, just like the
it's
little.
It's just creepy.
Like, you just see her, like,
in
standing
background.
In the background and, like, they don't notice her.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, there's a person there.
Did we ever do The Haunting of Devil Logan, too?
No.
That one's creepy. Have you seen that one?
She has old timers.
Old timers.
Old timers. That's what I always thought.
Well, we'll think about it. So, but I do want to do either Full Moon High.
Or My Mom's a Werewolf.
Mm-hmm. So save that. We'll watch.
Or Stop My Mom Will Shoot. Huh? What?
We'll do, I guess, a.
Stop My Mom Will Shoot.
A bloody movie.
We'll come up with something. But something that we haven't. I want to say something that we haven't really seen or, like, don't. Or vaguely remember.
Like, I vaguely remember, like I vaguely remember Full Moon High. I just remember the
I think I remember
the
that
football
one.
Scene.
I remember the beginning, and I remember...
I don't know, because I've never seen it.
I don't think I've seen Full Moon High. I gotta watch
it's
it.
Kind of like a different take on I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah. But we'll think of something.
All right. But you can follow us on Danielle. I don't remember all this stuff. I don't have my
follow
card.
Follow us on Dead Rooster Radio Podcast on Facebook or Dead Rooster. You can join our group at Dead Rooster Radio, and then on Instagram. But mainly we do a lot on the group. So yeah, that's it.
And
if you have any spooky stories or anything you want to tell us, you can email us at deadroosterradio@gmail.com. Because we have some stories that we're recording from people to have, like, a Halloween special.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And you can join our Patreon
At Dead Rooster Radio. Yeah, just at Dead Rooster Radio on Patreon.
Because we're doing...
Cobra Kai.
We're doing Wani Lawrence and Danielle LaRusso. And... Mr. Mike Yagi here.
Yeah, Mike Yagi.
And then 5-Star Rosie. We don't have a name for her yet.
No.
But, we'll find one. She could be Miguel.
What? Oh, the character.
The immigrant.
Oh, remember what you called
him?
Woo!
See? So, you call him an immigrant. His name's Miguel, so then Miguel's a freaking immigrant.
But all right then.
So we'll see y'all next week when we figure out what are we watching.
Pumpkinhead.
No. Come on.
I have to pee. Can we?
All right. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.